mountainous. My little boat rose dizzily at every crest and plunged down in the trough as the wave rolled by. The other boats were falling behind. I glanced back at Chip, 1,000 yards to windward. I looked, an immense sea swept over his boat and she broached, lying helplessly broadside to the gale. No boat ever beat a mile dead to windward against such waves. Long before we could even get our boat into the wind on the first tack, the icy waters had ended the agony of Chip and his men. Way astern was the captain's cutter. Night fell. That, too, faded from sight as we were left alone. 11 frozen men in a tiny whaleboat. Utter blackness.